4. Cal slumped against the back of the bench and glared at the three dots glowing up at her from the screen of her phone. Come on, Kevin. Whatever you have to say shouldn't take this long. The phone chirped as his message finally came through.
Class got out late. Be there soon.
Of course it did. She sighed and punched in a reply. Hurry, the bus will be here any minute. The screen darkened as she again waited for the three blinking dots to reveal a message.
Down the street, pedaling fast, make them wait.
She huffed and tucked her phone into the side pocket of her tote bag. A few minutes early, the bright green Tulsa Transit bus pulled up to the stop and let out a sharp hiss as it settled into park. The accordion-style door folded open, and the gaunt driver offered Cal his best smile.
Afternoon.
He tipped an invisible hat and gnawed at the wad of gum in his mouth. Sorry to ask you to do this, but could you wait just a few minutes? My boyfriend is only a few blocks away. Cal grinned at the driver and slipped her easy ride pass in the fare box. But he's riding his bike, so it shouldn't take too much longer. The driver adjusted his crisp blue shirt and flicked his glance to the large rearview mirror.
I am a little early, but we're almost completely full, so I'm only giving him another couple of minutes. Gotta get these people to their stops on time.
Thank you so much. That's plenty of time. He'll be here. Cal stepped back out onto the sidewalk and shielded her eyes against the sun as she looked up the street in the direction of the community college. There he is, just at the intersection, she pointed. Can't miss that bright orange OKC Thunder hat.
I see him.
Kev, come on, she shouted and waved for him to hustle. He lazily waved back, too preoccupied with the strap hanging around his neck to cross the street when the crosswalk signal illuminated. She put her hands on her hips and impatiently tapped her toe on the sidewalk. Annoyance fluttered in her chest, and she tried her best not to glare at him. Oh, he's so busy messing with that stupid GoPro. I wish he'd just throw it in the garbage. Muted buzzing hung in the air around Cal. She swung her tote around to the front and dug in the side pocket for her phone.